Thank you, Mark. The intention of this brief snippet is to give you a preview of what we'll learn today. So my piece is to talk about the purpose of the IRP, the development process itself at a very high level, some of the building blocks, and also how results are produced. So I'm on slide 11. The purpose of the IRP is to describe how the utility plans to deliver safe, reliable, and efficient electricity at just and reasonable rates. This is quoted from the commission website. There are a lot of different ways to describe the IRP and the IRP process, but I think this is a pretty succinct definition. Included in the IRP is a process to screen options for meeting our load requirements, modeling multiple variables, and producing possible resource plans for multiple scenarios. It is a very complex effort, as Bob mentioned this morning, and the intention is to balance multiple stakeholder interests while providing a plan that makes sense for our customers. It does include qualitative as well as quantitative information. So we attempt to describe the qualitative information and show clearly quantitative information for people to understand what our assumptions are and how they apply in our worlds. Some of the building blocks of the IRP are listed on this slide. This is not intended to be all-inclusive. It's supposed to be a high-level view of different parts of the IRP, and throughout the day, we will have much more color on all of these elements. So the load forecast is built a foundation on the far left for the IRP. It basically sets what it is each utility needs in terms of thinking about resources for future for our customers. That includes economic drivers, weather impacts, other elements that Matt Rice will talk about very briefly, and also energy efficiency standards and energy efficiency impacts within the load forecast. Coupled with that, we look at what resources are available to meet the load requirements, and that includes traditional supply-side generation options, new technologies, as well as demand-side options, energy efficiency, demand response, and distributed generation are just a few examples. I'm sorry we didn't spell all those acronyms. They are spelled out later in the slides. And those are just some examples of resources. Multiple costs are included in the IRP, as many of you know. In addition to fuel costs, including natural gas and coal, there are market prices for energy and capacity, as well as individual components to construct generation facilities, to offer demand-side management programs. All of these are inputs into the model. In addition, we try to quantify environmental costs and additional risks in a way that is meaningful for the model to determine the impacts of that in the most reasonable way. Layered on top of all of these components are scenarios and sensitivities, which Ted Leffler will speak about today. Our scenarios represent possible future worlds, and we develop resource plans that address how to respond to those future worlds, given all the inputs. In addition, we layer on sensitivities for variables that may have a large impact on the resource plans to determine how robust that plan is, given one scenario, for example, with multiple sensitivities. So hopefully this will make more sense as we go throughout the day. In terms of the IRP process, we develop scenarios or future views of the world to shape inputs and frameworks for analysis, and that includes stakeholder input in that process. We include the sensitivity analysis of specific variables, and the result is multiple resource plan options. The outputs for the model may include variables such as the present value revenue requirement, fuel consumption estimates, and environmental impacts. There are many other quantifiable metrics that we can measure from those resource plans, but those are the primary ones that help us to kind of rank the resource plan. At a high level, that describes what it is we're here to talk about in more detail today. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you.